A delegation of Muslim scholars is here in Rome for 2 days of meetings with Vatican officials to discuss furthering interfaith dialogue between moderate Islam and the Catholic Church. The 5 scholars include representatives from Islamic communities in Europe and the Middle East. Well, the small Muslim delegation is meeting with members of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. Council President Cardinal Jean-Louis Touraine spoke to us upon his return last week from a 2-day conference at Cairo's prestigious Al-Azhar University. Undoubtedly, the meetings here in the Vatican are likely to touch on similar subjects as those discussed in Egypt.
The atmosphere was very cordial, and it has been an occasion to discover that we share many convictions, many common convictions. The theme was the love of God and the love of the neighbor. And we discovered that we share the same view, that is to say that when you believe in God, you are forced to be good to your neighbor. As our Muslim friends underline very often that according to the Quran, in matter of religion, there is no constriction. So I took the opportunity to raise the issue of countries where the freedom of religion and freedom of cult is not possible, and they recognize that there is a problem. Finally, we also condemn in our joint communique the attacks against religion by some mass media who do not respect religion and their symbols.
Cardinal Touraine speaking there about the 10th annual meeting of the Joint Committee of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue and Cairo's Al-Azhar University. Well, Imam Yahya Pallavicini, representing Italy's Muslims, described this week's preliminary talks in the Vatican as technical. He told the Italian press the meetings aim at setting a date, a place, and who will be the participants of an upcoming summit between Islamic dignitaries and Pope Benedict himself. The talks represent a new phase in Christian-Muslim dialogue, furthered by an open letter last October to Pope Benedict and other Christian leaders, signed by 138 Muslim scholars. In the letter, the Muslims expressed their desire to forge a new relationship based on peace, mutual understanding, and collaboration between Christians and Muslims. In comments to the press, Imam Pallavicini said, Muslim signatories of the letter, now more than 200, propose creating a body of reference similar to what the Vatican represents for the world's Catholics, a Muslim coordination team representing moderate Eastern and Western Islam, with which the Holy See and other Christian churches can dialogue in a credible and meaningful way. Signatories of the letter, entitled The Common Word, include Muslim leaders of 43 countries, including the Sunni Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Shiite Iran.